episode of Two-Headed Game Master. I'm Dane, the Wardenhead.
I'm Cosmo, the fucking suicide mission head. Let's go.
It's me, Billiam, the... Well, humans are a bit illogical, aren't they, head?
And I'm Jackie, there's still something to be learned here, head.
We're not learning anything, we're blowing it up.
There's something to be learned.
We're probably blowing it up, though.
Yeah, but you can still learn from blowing it up.
You're like the bad guy in Aliens. You kind of lock an innocent woman and a child in with the monster
just to see what happens. Something.
That's what most science is, I think.
Probably. Humans are so confused.
Not like the good side of science.
All right, so last time on the mothership, we went to the Heron Terraforming Station, met a couple characters, the surviving members of the research team had kind of splintered into three factions. There was Team Leaf, led by the coward HM3 Bookman,
aka Pencil Mustache.
Yes. There was Team Study Group, who was led by Dr. Edom, who wanted to recover the research before leaving.
AKA do the job as efficiently as possible and make the most money.
Yeah. There was the HOG squad, led by Sergeant Valdez, who was all about no Marine left behind, mm-hmm. who wanted to go after her companions, who went to shut off or purge the reactor of the flooding waters that were flooding the facility. Flood, okay. flood.
Bang, bang, shoot, shoot, we all die.
The group decided to do the study group mission, where they were to go down to the lab,
yeah.
recover the data.
Study group.
So the data wouldn't be destroyed and lost. We ended last session with them starting the lift down to the lab. So that is where we will crack in. So gentle.
It's good sounds.
I wanted to hear it all.
Alright, so the lift comes to a clanging stop into the lab, at the lab floor. Mm-hmm. The lab has flickering lights down the corridor. It's one straight corridor with some doors on the sides. The hydro reactor status is beeping, and you know that that it's the hydro reactor status because Dr. Edom told you that's what that siren is.
Yeah.
So don't be alarmed, it's just the reactor shutting down, which is bad.
Yeah, which we are still a little alarmed about.
We're on the clock. Using my supreme skill of mathematics, can I determine how long we have, or it's totally unknown?
To the reactor shutting down?
Yeah.
Well, based on the storm raging above you guys are now deep underground. I'd say probably got about 2 hours, unless Sergeant Valdez can go and start the pumps manually to clear the reactor of the floodwaters. So you got about 2 hours.
Alright. I pile out of the lift.
Immediately down the corridor, there's a door to your right. From what Dr. Edom had told you, gave you her key card, that you need to go to the clean room, which is on the left. It's going to be on the left side, and you have to enter the clean room through the lab, which is the last door on the left.
All right. I feel like since we're a whole new episode in, I don't think we can retcon it and say that you got your scanner back from the car.
Fuck!
Correct.
You kidding me?
Not kidding.
You're so, not kidding. Oh, yeah, that's my one move.
I even asked you what you had in your inventory.
With the
I know, I just assumed I took it with me.
With the absence of the bioscanner, which we have previously relied on, Saz is just going to lead the way with her machine gun.
We can use our ear holes.
And she's just
going
to be going quickly, you know, pausing ever so briefly just to, like, you know, have a look at each, you know, open door that we pass by and make sure there's not a bug literally right there waiting to jump us. And make a beeline for the lab.
That's stressful.
That is a little bit. I'm already stressed.
It's the end of a horror movie. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm the most stressed. And I left my one saving gadget behind.
Well, you probably should have thought of that.
I have a flamethrower.
You want to just pop a stim recreationally?
We should also be careful because he's got a flamethrower, so he shouldn't be in back of us.
Recreationally? You think I should just pop this? That's insane. No, that's bad. That's bad.
It reduces stress by two, right? Not bad. Yeah.
Well, then, yeah. I hurried down the hallway, popping corners.
Less than 24 hours.
Hoofing it towards the lab door.
Oh, but I'll stay in the back.
It goes you, fucking Jack Schmidt over there, and then the Yang, then me.
Okay. So you make a beeline to the last door on the left.
Yes.
To the lab. It is locked.
Key card, bitch.
What kind of door?
Override that
it's
shit.
Who cares? We've got a key card.
You flash the key card in front of the pad, and it says, not authorized.
Oh.
All right, well, that's what I'm saying. What kind of door is it?
You could probably force it. You can't kick it. It's one of those, hermetically sealed doors, so, like, it's got hella locks.
Maybe pry it, like...
Yeah, you got a tool?
Can we see through it?
I don't have a tool, but, like, fuck it. Let's just bust it open.
There's a, you know, what do they call that? Plexiglass?
The safety glass?
Safety glass. Yeah, yeah. With the wire window. In it? Yeah.
What do we see?
In the lab, it is abandoned. Work left unfinished. Looks like people left in a hurry.
And we see another door in there?
Yes. A heavy industrial decontamination airlock.
Okay. How are we going to bust open that door? If we bust open this door.
I mean, maybe that one just cycles, but you got door charges for this one. Alright?
Well, so I'm scooting back. Go for it.
So I put the robot in front of our line of march so he can charge the
Jay's like, hold on, let me just... Give me a second. She tries just to, like, you know, terminal door frequent...
This station is powered, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Aren't there terminals we could use to try to...
Yeah, this
hack
is what,
the door open?
That's what I'm saying is Jackie tries to just, like, hack into it before we have to blow shit up.
True. Blowing shit up leaves not much room for exit and also makes a lot of noise.
Although it's not in any of her wheelhouses.
Yeah, well, if we had Jimmy here, he could do it.
I know, but he stayed behind.
Crazy Jimmy.
Oh, I'm sorry. The key card works for this door. It doesn't
you
work for the decontamination airlock.
Cool.
So you can get into the lab.
All right. We're in the lab now.
Nice.
First thing Jackie looks for is trank darts.
Blow that airlock.
Or compounds to make...
Let's try the key first.
Trank darts.
I try the key.
To the heavy industrial decontamination airlock, the keypad flashes red and not authorized.
Can we see through?
There is a little safety glass partition there. So in the clean room, you can see that beyond the airlock is another glass partition, and there is somebody on the other side. So through the airlock door and the glass partition, there is somebody
Doctor,
with their back to him,
Doctor,
back to you,
Dr. Zweig,
working away at a chemistry deck.
Can we knock? If we knock on the window, would he be able to hear us?
Maybe.
Knock that bitch up.
I hit it with the butt of my gun real
hard. Hold up the key card.
Alright, after about like a whole minute of, you know, banging and yelling at the door, finally, the figure turns, and you recognize him from the dossier as Dr. Ziegler.
He's got
a bald head with glasses
Is that a synthetic?
Mustache.
No.
You know, one of those curly mustaches and a goatee. And you can see he's got small razor paper cuts all over him.
That's okay. So do we.
Yeah, no, we've got some. No, he's being weird.
He's not. He's just a scientist. They're all
doesn't
weird.
Matter. We gotta open this door.
We can't. No, he's obviously being weird.
He's doing chemistry. There's no one that does chemistry that isn't weird.
He wasn't doing chemistry.
What does he do? Does he walk over to us? We hold up the card being like, Ziggy!
He's behind the glass partition in the clean room and, like, you know, nods and mouths something. You can't hear it.
I look around for an intercom.
I look around for a straight up just Sharpie.
True.
Expo marker.
Like, can I
dry erase.
Can I try, if we find a wall panel, can I try utilizing the comms that I have built in to get into the intercom and override and just talk to him?
You could. You do find a Sharpie, which would be much quicker.
I write with a Sharpie. What would I write? How do you ask somebody that?
Tell him to open the door.
Open the door, yeah. Like, are you human? Open the door if you are human.
Do you write it backwards so he can read it?
Yes. I have this scientific mind of like, okay, for the person on the other side of the
wall.
What
do you write? You write human question mark?
No, I think I write R letter.
Yeah.
Human question mark. Open door question mark. Please.
One question at a time, so he can go yes and no.
Well, yeah, like they're staggered.
Okay.
What was your first question?
Are you human?
Are you human?
Shakes his head?
What do you mean? Shakes his head.
Seems pretty definitive to me.
Yeah, it sounds like no.
Like he's probably got a bug in him.
It's a synth. But.
Yeah.
Well, oh, right, he's a fucking
I'll
synth.
I'll follow through.
Dr. Ziegler is not a synth.
Shit.
All right, open
he's
door? Question mark? Open door, question mark.
Shakes his head again.
Say, write infected.
After that point, I write, dig how deep.
What?
I don't know.
He cocks his head like, what?
Infected, question mark.
I don't know. It's a bug.
I shove her out of the way, and I want to see, is there like a,
What do you mean?
Is there like a specimen exchange drawer in the airlock?
Put your dick in here.
Yes.
Okay. Look at this. Just write in your funny backwards
data
letters. Tell him to put the data chip in here.
True.
Well, if I'm just... Alright, like, put data chip...
In
on the
drawer.
Wall.
We'll fix you.
And then hard push like the thing through the wall.
Open to their side.
And then like point hard at the message on the wall.
He's like, eh, and then like taps the glass partition that he's behind.
Oh, he's got himself sealed in there.
Oh, he's stuck.
Well, break it.
We're gonna have to. Alright. Billiam?
Oh, goddamn, we're gonna have to kill the bug inside of him.
It's bloody boom boom time.
I wanna. Before they start doing stuff,
well,
I wanna.
Blow up
like,
the clean room.
Like, heft up the flamethrower that Jackie's and, like, kinda, like, just through the wall, not write anything, just, like, point at him. Point at this. Is like, you know what this is? Like. Do you know what this is?
He mouths very clearly, kill me.
Alright.
By the way, your flamethrower, it's close range, does duty.
Duty.
2d10 of damage.
Does some duty.
Plus its fire explosive damage type. And
yeah, it is.
Targets have to do a body save at disadvantage or get set on fire, which is 2d10 damage per round.
What if you flame the clean room, though, and you blow up all the data?
No. We can't blow up the data.
Then we don't have data, and we're leaving with the doctor. And we're all still getting paid.
No, we need the data, because that's going to get... We need the data. Also, nobody leaves.
Don't miss, then.
What do you mean, miss? It's a flamethrower.
I just mean don't blow up all the drawers that might have data in them. I don't know where the data is stored. I'm not a scientist. What android?
Android.
All right. From outside here, blow this door off the hinges.
Fine. All right. Before I do that,
are we killing the guy in there?
Yeah, we're definitely killing him. Definitely killing him.
I don't have the scanner. He might be human.
He's not a fucking human.
He is well on his way.
He
is acting
wants
like
us
it,
to kill him.
And he can tell.
We're going to open this door, a crab's going to crawl out of him, and we're going to have to blast his ass.
I hate it, but you're probably right.
All
right.
Before I blow open this door and make a fuck ton of noise, and there's only one way out for us, can we make sure that we've got a safe path back to the elevator, and all the other doors are closed, and nothing's going to come crashing through the lab, come hit us in the ass.
I don't want to put a bunch of doors between us, but let's have Yang just hang back on the door to the hallway.
Okay.
Cool. All right. First charge on the door.
Okay.
I'm afraid this is not going to work.
I'm afraid we haven't...
Everybody take cover and open your mouths.
I don't know what that means.
It means don't blow your eardrums.
Alright, you set off the explosives?
Yeah.
A loud boom reverberates through the lab.
God damn it.
When the smoke clears, you can see that the heavy containment doors, decontamination airlock, is blown open.
Alright.
Alright, get in there.
Yang, hold that bloody door, and yeah. I'm going in. And you coming in with a flamer?
Yeah.
So inside the clean room, yeah. Right, it's split by this glass partition.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ziegler is on the opposite side of that from the door that you come through. There's a lab table at the end of the wall, like to your right as you come in the door. Jackie, immediately recognize the vials on the lab table as hydrofluoric acid.
Oh, great.
There's also Dr. Edom's portable computer terminal that she told you to grab, and a chemical synthesis deck, which is heavy. Meaning, if you are carrying it, it's the only thing
you
can use your hands for.
Anything else.
Okay.
Get the portable computer. Let's get the fuck out of here.
What about the guy? Is the guy still in there?
What's the guy doing?
Yeah.
Leave him.
On the other side of the petition.
Leave him.
Oh, he's on
yes.
the other side. So
and
he's
got his hands up on the glass, and you can see he's clutching a vial of hydrofluoric acid in his hand. And he's kind of just, like, watching you now.
I point at his hand, and I go, eh?
What? It's hydrofluoric acid!
Why?
You can hear it now that you're inside the lab.
Yeah, what he said. How come?
Just because when this thing fucking busts out of me, maybe, like, I, you know, smash the bottle and it gets on it and, like, you know, hurts it or something.
Is there anything you need to tell us
like,
before we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, really, really quick. She's like, how did it get inside of you?
Yeah. What can you tell us before we leave you?
We don't know yet. That's why I'm here.
What have you found out?
Well, it starts as just paper cuts.
What the fuck?
And then... depending on the person, could be hours, could be days, you start to grow a fucking carcinoid in you.
How do you know you have one in you?
Oh, I can feel it.
That when he does that, I bring up my big gun.
Yeah. Time to go.
That's freaky.
I spilled.
Aww.
I am going to pick up the portable computer and be like, let's go.
Hey, Saz, Sergeant Yang. We got a towel over here, Cosmo. I had prepared. Saz?
Yeah,
I hear movement coming from the other side of the hall.
Flamer, outside.
You want us to kill you?
Don't fuck with him. Leave him.
I ain't like, yeah, but like, quickly would be better.
Can we do it quickly?
Yeah, you can,
shoot him in the head, I guess.
Is he up against the glass?
Yeah. And there's a door
yeah.
on the glass.
I just put my gun barrel up against the glass.
It's safety glass.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Gonna,
yeah.
Okay. Leave him then. He can't, he's not gonna get through.
We can't.
He's in there with acid.
There's more samples in the cryo lab, but I can't get in there.
Jackie.
What do you mean? Where's the cryo lab?
Points right behind him. So, like, you know, glass partition, little door of the glass partition. And then,
why can't you get in there?
It's locked.
Billy?
Can we get in
there? Why don't
you
just give him a grenade?
Dr. Edom's key card should open it, but I don't have that.
If I give you a grenade, you're going to blow yourself up?
Why don't you just torch me?
Because I don't want to risk... We need to keep that pointed
Jackie,
the other way.
Like, just like shoves the flamethrower into it, whatever his thing is, and just like, sorry, and then like,
as you let a blast of your flamethrower,
I hit the door.
Yeah,
it crackles and pops as a inhuman scream emits, and you can see. Dr. Ziegler's body fully engulfed in flames, but sheds its human skin and many legs pop out. Roll me the damage of your flamethrower.
It was 2d10.
Let's get some grenades yep. over to Yang.
Five
damage?
Not very good.
Jesus.
I added them together. All right.
Roll a quick body save to see if the carcinogen
is actually
on fire. Ooh, I forgot. Oh, a disadvantage. That is... Yes. Alright, so the carcinogen is on fire. Takes 2d10 damage per round. So a giant carcinid, pops out. So it's in between the glass partition and the other door, which presumably goes to the cryo lab, and you guys.
But it's on fire.
Yes.
Okay. Just for flamethrower reference, is that ammo?
Yeah. You have 4 shots in a tank.
4 shots in a tank. So I got three
I
left.
There, might break the glass.
I don't think that's going to slow him down for long if it is a monster bug, which it is.
You made a grenade going to slow him down for long? Oh, the glass?
I think blowing him up with a grenade would be better than just counting on the glass.
I agree. I'm going to, through the same partition that he, through the same small door opening that he was putting his flamethrower through, I'm going to sneak a grenade in there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to run back out to Yang and give him
I'm heading to Yang.
Yeah, let's get to Yang because Yang's got to fucking hold the fort.
Alright, so you pop a grenade in there.
Yeah.
Roll me 3d10.
Oh, 3 of them. Girl.
Oh, girl.
That's a d12.
Girl. Okay. Roll that right.
9, 8, 6.
9, 17.
Oh, that's how you roll damage.
That's a lot.
Are you yelling at me?
15,
yeah.
23.
It's a flamethrower, I don't
know. Grenade fire blows up as you guys run
sense.
Out of
I grab fucking
thermodynamics.
Jess as we're running out.
The clean room.
Jackie.
The glass shatters, and as you run out into the lab towards Sergeant Yang in the door, he's like, "Oh fuck!" and then pops off a couple shots with his pulse rifle. And is like, "We got a carcinogen in the hall."
Grenade down the hall.
All right, so the carcinogen that came out of Dr. Ziegler is now loose. Follows you out. It's going to attack the last person out of the room, which will be Jackie.
Fuck.
We didn't kill it?
Why am I the last person out of the room?
Hopefully we heard it. Hopefully we heard it. I did 25
what
damage.
What if I'm
to
the
it?
First person who stays in the room?
True.
trying to get that then data.
It's gonna get you anyways. Well, you know.
Do I get to roll for anything?
No. It's on fire, so it can't really see.
That's my fault.
So, like, you know, as you come out of the clean room, it kind of, like, scrabbles at the door and, like, bashes into the side of the door. It doesn't make the door. It misjudged where the opening was and kind of, like, a couple legs. But the carcinid that is in the hallway, actually, let me roll for who's it? Sergeant Yang.
I knew this was going to happen. We're going to be surrounded on both sides.
I'm just...
Ooh, Sergeant Yang scores some hits.
Yangy! Yangzers!
Does... Is that canted? Yeah, that was a little canted. We'll re-roll that one. Does not...
Oh, Yang.
...do very good. Remember, these things are very heavily armored.
They kind of are.
I do remember that.
And nobody grabbed an acid flask.
Listen, in the second act of Aliens, most of the Marines just died.
That's
true. So
we forgot about the acid.
And we're all the way in the third act now, or the fifth act of that movie.
81 is not enough. In the hallway, you guys don't know exactly what's happening. You're not there yet. Your turn. So you're in the lab. You have the portable computer terminal.
Yep.
What do you guys do? You got a carcinoid in front of you and a carcinoid behind you.
I've thrown one grenade.
Is the one behind us, like, is it all over Jackie, or...
It's in the wall.
Yeah, it's a little bit...
It ran into the bulkhead, because it was on fire, and it didn't know where the door was, and just, like, rammed into the wall. It's coming through the door next.
All right, another grenade.
Machine gunning at it.
Okay.
The one in the clean room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's a hit.
All right, roll me that damage.
Okay. 3, 9, 9. Okay. Ooh. 21.
All right. You blast into the engulfed in flame carcinid, knowing that your shots hit home, but doesn't seem very. It kind of just, you know, is on fire, so you can't tell. It's like, I don't know, is it mad that it's on fire, or is it mad that I shot it?
Okay. I'm just hanging out near the door. We obviously want to leave by the door. We don't want to go. You know, we don't want to be here anymore, but we got to take care of the bug out there as well.
I think grenade behind us in the clean room.
All right.
Hopefully, finish the job just around the corner so it doesn't hit us with the reverbs.
Roll me that combat.
It's a combat. Oh, well, combat's real bad. Nope.
He likes to work hard and party harder.
I do. I definitely don't.
Take a stress.
I definitely don't do combat.
As the grenade hits one of the flailing legs through the door and bounces at your guys' feet.
Oh no!
Jackie, you got an action, don't you?
I sure fucking do.
Want to do something about that grenade?
Can I kick it away?
Yeah.
That's what I would like to do.
Want to kick it back into the room that I was meant to throw it in?
Give me a speed roll.
Oh, God. Come on, Jackie!
What's your speed?
It's 23.
Oh, that's not bad. That's
It's bad, dude.
It's really bad, but listen. It's about a 1 in 4 chance it works. And look at that.
89. I get stressed.
You get stressed.
And also a grenade blows up.
Everybody roll a body check.
Fuck. Oh, my body's so low.
My body is so low.
Fuck. This isn't Johnny Body.
Oh, no.
No. 88. Critical fail.
Critical fail. We'll get to that in a second.
Does anything go into it? Athletics or...
I would say athletics.
All right.
Oh, honey.
Does faith in realizing that God might exist. Theology, does that come into play?
Theology, if you prayed, if you prayed enough.
Well, that gives me a +10 bonus.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I don't know how you add that on to...
That's 37.
You add it on to the stat. Oh, wait.
Is that an 8?
That's an 8.
Oh, I don't think you're making it out of this one. No, I don't think you're being in Rush Hour 3. take a stress fail. Did you succeed?
Nope, I moved it. I marked my stress.
You marked your stress?
Let me get you a stress.
So a critical
failure. Why would you tell me to do that? Kick a grenade? I should just, like, burn... Fucking burn, baby, burn.
Oh, well, because the grenade was at our feet. Apparently he kicked nothing.
So,
poor Godio.
It was Billiam's grenade. So, Billiam, roll 3d10 on damage.
Boy. Here we go.
Christ.
2, 9, and 7. So, 16, 18.
18 damage subtracted by your armor, which nice. I assume is destroyed.
13.
So yep. I'm taking 13 damage.
The same.
Taking 8.
Any wounds?
So it has to be higher than your health?
Yeah, so like if you have damage equal to your health or more,
nope.
You take a wound.
13 out of 18.
Okay.
Same for me. So my armor points are gone because my
armor got shredded.
Suit has finally been shredded, and I take no damage.
What? No, you take. So what was your armor?
5.
So you take 13 5, damage.
So you take 13 damage.
But we both take 13 damage.
Oh, so I'm at 1 below.
No, it doesn't knock your health. It's just...
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does?
Health is... So my current is 13. Ew. My maximum is 14. When I hit 14, that becomes a wound.
You start taking wounds.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And then it resets your health.
All right, however...
Jesus Christ!
Had a critical
Stop throwing
fail.
Grenades!
I did have a critical fail.
So make a panic check.
Fuck you.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
All of us?
D20.
No, just him.
Okay, good.
And you gotta beat your stress.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, 6.
We're good.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's easy.
Yeah, so that grenade blew up in your face. The carcinogen makes it through the door and attacks the closest person, which is Jackie.
5.
Well, you're getting to know these bugs real well, aren't you?
I'm learning a lot.
You're learning a lot.
I'm learning that they'll kill me.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just in the way.
That is a critical failure.
Nice.
The carcinid on fire.
Let's go.
That's slips and tumbles so past you.
That's so good.
And you
I
attack.
Told you
you attack
not
against
that
the car the on fire carcinid with advantage.
We what?
Anybody attacks against this carcinid have advantage.
That's on fire.
The one that's on fire.
The
one that's
shoot
in
it. Let's
your
it. Let's
lap.
Finish this one. Let's finish it off.
However, the battle in the hall is still going on.
Mm. Yeah, we gotta be helping Yang. Do you want to finish off this carcinid? I'll help Yang.
I'll try to.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sure. So the carcinid is going to the kark in the hall.
The kark in the hall
gets Yang.
Oh God!
Damage four. Is close. One more page game. There it is.
Fucking Dr. Ziegler.
4d10. Didn't I have a fourth one? Oof. So that's 12, 17,
Oof.
27.
Oof-da.
And so Sergeant Yang is gonna take a wound.
Shit.
Which will be a head explodes, no death saved, you have died. Yang is in the hallway, you know, shooting his pulse rifle as, you know, you guys are dealing with the on fire kark in the lab, and like you guys like just check a quick peripheral. And, like, you see, like, Yang on the door frame. shooting down the hall, and then just a Karsten claw comes in, smashes his head against the door frame. In the mist.
I love that.
That's not good.
Take a fear awesome. Check.
Yep.
Everybody.
Yep, that sounds right.
Military training?
Guys, guys, so you guys are close to me, right? Like,
yeah.
Like very close?
Yeah, like we're hanging out.
So all your fear saves are at a disadvantage.
Yes. The inhuman android effect.
Yeah, fear saves made by close friendly players are at disadvantage.
Yep.
All right.
So take a fear save at
How does
you're
disadvantage
so fucked.
Same thing, so roll twice. All take right. the worse effect.
I won on that one.
Okay.
A fear save is a d20.
I got even better.
You just did.
Oh, well,
what?
It's the 100.
Okay. 48.
I'm going to fail.
I passed both mine.
And
83. So you take the
83? I take the
83. My first roll was 76. So.
Take
so
a stress.
Fucking stressed right
take
now.
Take a stress. So and you succeeded.
And I'm shooting the fire one.
All right.
You know what,
and that's
guys,
nice.
I can roll with advantage, but
fuck
well,
science.
I should still because I could get a crit.
Good.
Fuck research. Fuck science. Right
can't
when
do.
The research
so,
is
close,
so close.
So close. No, but I hit. So here comes. 4d10 damage.
Nice. Blow it up.
8, 8. So 16. 26. 36.
That's a 1, is it not? This.
Oh, you're
yeah.
right. Sorry, I read that as a 10. Okay. 17. 37.
37.
No, 27. 27.
27.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place.
Pew, 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 pew.
27 damage.
All right. It's still squiggling.
My God.
Still squiggling.
I think I need to throw some explosives out the door of the other Kark.
Maybe the whole satchel. Just.
Yeah, maybe light a grenade with the satchel and the explosive and the last explosive. Well, there's one explosive left.
Panicky and just like
you pull a pin and then drop it in the satchel and throw the whole satchel out the door.
I think that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, we're in a bit dire straits here because there's a Kark right outside the door, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna. The satchel with the explosive and the three grenades.
Into the hallway or into the...
A hallway.
Okay.
The cart that has is pretty much untouched.
Yeah.
Oh, God, is that a combat roll?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be having me do this.
I mean...
This is enough explosives to definitely kill us.
This is the end
us.
Of the horror movie, man. That is... You know...
95.
Why'd you have to roll such a big number?
You know, in some games, that'd be really good.
Actually, well, it doesn't. I would say maybe I'm jury rigging because I'm like a grenade and all
yeah.
the, but it doesn't fucking
95.
Matter. It's a 95.
It's 90 to 99 is an automatic failure.
Yeah.
All right, so take a stress. And the satchel full of explosives with a prime frag grenade in there bounces off the door frame back into the room.
There's three frag grenades and one explosive in it.
Jackie.
Yeah. Jackie, you want to kick it? How would you pick up that bag of
love...
everybody's instantly dead?
You can also run into the clean room.
I would love to run into the
clean room. Oh, God!
Nice. All right, you are in cover from the explosives.
I'm so sorry.
The explosives
but we're not.
Off.
Well, we're so
hey.
Not.
So sorry.
Roll a body save.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus, my body's 17. Give me that sweet, sweet channel some Jimmy for me.
That's
oh, 41.
Heat big fail.
All right, out of stress. So you had an explosive charge in there.
And three grenades.
And three frag grenades.
I think I killed us.
I'm gonna be dead.
Right,
Giga
so
dead.
We'll see. We'll see.
Does the carca hit at all?
Yes, it does.
Oh, good.
We'll get him. Roll
maybe she'll
a.
Make it out. She can be the final
girl. Roll 3d10,
wow.
First of all. Roll 3d10 for the grenades.
heap big damage. Jesus. Oh, 175. So that is.
What?
That is 12, 13.
It's not that much.
13 times 3 is.
Oh, 39.
39.
Oh, right.
And then the explosive charge. You take a. You just take a straight wound from explosions.
Great.
Okay.
So the carcinoid is dead. Congratulations.
Hey! But the wrong one.
Yeah.
All right.
So
which one did you kill?
First, settle the automatic wound from the explosive charge.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I was reading the wrong one there. You have shrapnel, we're say, bilium, you take some shrapnel. And
I can live with that.
Saz, you have a large burn.
Burn.
Oh, dude, maybe not. That's not so bad.
However, so you take 39 damage. Your armor has already been destroyed.
Yep.
So, how many wounds does that equal?
Okay. Well, I've got 13 out of 18 right now.
All right.
So, I add 5.
So, yeah, subtract 5 from 39.
If I hit my maximum wounds... Do
you
I just
do a
death save?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm pretty sure that's where I'm at.
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, it's what's 18 times 2, right? It's 36.
Yeah. So you take 2 wounds for sure. And you would take 2 wounds and then be back up to really
I'm gonna
high
be at,
health.
I'm going
to
be at 3. Because I took an auto wound. Yeah. I'm going to take 5 off this. And this will take me down to...
Minus 8. That still makes me 3.
34.
Okay. Yeah, I'm death saving.
All right, well, let's solve the wounds first.
Okay. So, yeah, 2 more wounds. I'm at max wounds, so 2 more wounds.
So, once you hit max wounds, do I even count the rest of the damage?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Because you might make your death save.
Major burn.
So, 3 wounds, and then...
A minor burn.
Oh, sorry.
It's a large burn area, but it's a minor burn.
Okay.
Counts as a minor injury.
All right. Let's have my other wounds.
More explosive burns.
Ah.
Minus D10 strength. So roll a D10. It's right in front of you.
I know, but that's
you wanted the one column?
Yeah.
Minus five to your strength.
Okay.
Oh, not bad. You can live with that.
Permanent, minus 5 strength.
Permanent till healed. It's a minor injury, so like a first aid kit would fix it.
Okay, so minus 5 here.
Bilium.
So my first wound was shrapnel.
Yeah.
And my second wound is...
Explosive burns, minus D10 to strength.
2.
All right, so minus 2 to strength.
So just mark a temporary minus 2.
Not bad.
All right. The next wound.
Yeah. For whom?
Both. I mean,
yeah, we're getting
it's
the
one
same.
Explosion.
Okay.
It's doing the same. Again, more... Well, this time, switch it up. More burns... And shrapnel.
Mm.
So I've got shrapnel and burns and minus strength. Not bad.
Yeah. Not terribly disastrous, but now you've reached your maximum wounds.
That's
that was only 2. I have 3 wounds.
No, you have a shrapnel, explosive burns, minus strength, and then a large burn area. So you got burned twice with shrapnel.
You're fucked.
All right, death.
Maybe throwing all the grenades at once was a bad idea.
Make your last
or
moments
it was
count.
The best idea.
Maybe I just shouldn't have a combat of 27.
It was a good move.
And a body of 17.
I'm just got.
Oh,
glad I got away
interesting.
From it.
Okay, so one, I will give you. So this is your death. It is imminent. Your last words, last action. What the fuck was that?
Did you put that in your mouth?
No, I just have a thing. I'm trying to use it as a piece of floss.
You have some floss? There's
no, buddy,
floss
a mechanical
right here,
pencil is not floss.
Everything is floss if you're brave enough.
There's
those are my last words.
It's too big.
Literally, buddy. Like, floss is right there.
My last words are definitely work hard, play harder.
Also, you don't floss. The dentist flosses you. That's how it works.
You don't floss?
That's not real life.
I never floss.
What?
That's insane.
I don't have any problems from it.
That's insane.
They just do a quick little whoop, and they're like, yep,
you go to the dentist once every 6 months, though.
All right, so what are your last actions and words?
For both of us.
Oh, yes. I love this part. This is my favorite part of the game.
What, watching us die while you hide?
No, this part.
Oh, boy.
Not this part. This part is gross. I hate
Yeah, bad
this.
Radio.
Yeah. All right. So,
dead
Lion,
air.
Like,
dead air.
Kind of crumpled in the corner from the big boom boom that we accidentally let off. Saz is going to pop her stylish cigarette case, and she's going to light up off of her burning fatigues.
God, that sounds nice.
And then with it clamped in her teeth, she's going to struggle up. And be like, well, you look like you're bloody done. But you back there, maybe you make it out.
You see Jackie's head like peeking around the corner. Like,
and then
you're
like,
still in the room with a burning cark, by the way.
I know. Like like an M60 loadout on Nuketown. I'm holding the trigger down and just running out the front door.
Okay. All right, roll me.
Oh, you get to still fight?
Yeah. Last action.
Done. Last action.
Go. Cool.
Roll me.
Let's see how it goes.
Roll me an attack.
It's bad.
it's
a crit fail 88.
All right.
Oh, it makes sense.
No.
You're dying. You are dying.
But that's even cooler.
Don't shoot. Like one of the balls.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. We will resolve that critical fail.
In a moment.
We resolve the death. Last actions, Billiam?
Maybe I just peek the corner and take out my revolver and just take one final shot. But no, first I'll be like, live, play. Wait. Work hard, play harder.
Party harder.
Whatever. And I'll just try to take one final shot with the revolver at the cart that he's in there with.
Okay. To be clear.
That cart blew up.
He hid in the clean room.
Uh-huh.
So... there's no cark in there.
Oh, but isn't there a burning cark in the clean room?
No, the burning cark is in the lab with you guys.
And
that
it's
is
dead.
Oh, but the other cark is still alive?
It's in the hallway.
That's untouched?
That's the one I just ran out at.
Oh,
my big
oh, shit.
So I'm kind of like...
you gotta fight a whole cark.
Do I?
I'll try and shoot that cark, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I don't.
All right, this is Billiam's dice. This is Saz's dice.
Yeah.
So, how death saves work is I roll a d10 in a cup, place it face down on the table, covering the dice. As soon as someone spends a turn checking on your vitals, I reveal the dice and see what happens.
Okay.
I'm the sexy one. He's the...
you're the steampunk one.
Okay.
Saz is the green one.
But we don't know what the numbers even mean. Only you do.
Right. So
I don't even.
You will find out.
In my closest room.
So the only thing happening right now is Jackie.
Jackie is like freaking out.
Jackie, roll me a fear. Roll me a fear.
Jackie's gonna kill herself from fear. Oh no.
We should have went with Valdez. We were not equipped to do this.
Maybe they'll rescue
us.
That's a 9.
That's a 9. 39. Yeah, that's a fail. So I'm at a whopping 15 in my stress, baby.
I think this counts as a panic check.
All right. You're the boss.
What happens if he fails a panic check?
A table.
So, one more time. Panic, I have to roll lower than my stress.
No,
higher.
I have to roll higher
so
than
you have
my
to roll,
stress.
So is it equal to or
more
higher?
Stress, the difficulty class
no,
increases.
It's higher. If
oh.
it's equal to it.
So there's only four numbers that save you here. 16,
yeah.
17, 18, 19, 25
yep.
numbers.
Oh, shit.
Jackie. Come on, Jackie.
For the tail,
for
the
20,
audience.
Jackie. Nat 20. Shit.
Oof.
That's
right. That's a panic.
5. So I panic.
Yeah, you do.
Scientist, whenever you... I don't know, what's my panic?
Well, no, it's whenever you fail at sanity save.
Yeah. So
doesn't matter,
because
we're dead, so...
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
disadvantage for 1d10 minutes. 5 minutes, you are overwhelmed. You have disadvantage for all your rolls, and your minimum stress is increased by one.
You're not gonna last 5 minutes. So
your stress cannot be lower than 3.
It's like your darkest dungeon. Yeah. Fucking like, oh no, there's only 2 of you left.
This is a darkest dungeon.
Oh, I gotta win. There's no fucking chance. It's just you.
It's just you.
This is a darkest dungeon boss run where we like, we know how to get through the dungeon, but the boss now.
Alright, so Jackie, so I'm sorry, but just give me a little bit. So I hid in the safe. Okay.
So in the clean room.
Hey, there's a bunch of
clean
acid
room.
In that
I
room.
Hid in that room.
No, it exploded.
We exploded.
The next room is
there's
where they are.
There's a okay.
This
so,
is where my part.
May I?
Compatriot. Yes.
Alright, so you are in the clean room, right? If you are facing the hallway, which is behind a wall, to your left is the lab where a big explosion happens. There was a flaming carcinid in there, and you heard some talking about dying hard or something like that, whatever the last words were. I had forgotten them. You heard some gunshots. Right. To your right is the broken glass partition that Dr. Ziegler was behind, and there's a door that leads to the cryo lab or the cryo storage, and the door is locked, only openable by Dr. Edom's card. So there are two ways out of this room. One is into the lab where an explosion happened and a dead carcinid, and then there's a carcinid waiting in the hall. Or the cryo lab, which you need the card for. And I don't know who's carrying the card. I assume it was Jackie because of science.
I think I was actually the last one to use it.
Alright, well then you don't have the card.
I tried to open the clean room with it and it didn't work.
Who's got the personal computer?
She's carrying that.
Okay, yeah, because that thing would be so
I roll into the room with the explosion. Jackie is looking for the people she came down to the planet with.
Alright, you see Billiam on the floor.
That's a synthetic.
With burns and shrapnel all up in him.
Are they the ones that's closest to me?
Yes. You see the corpse of the carcinid still a little bit on fire. And it's got its legs all shriveled up,
Like a spider.
Like
how a bug do.
Like a bug be dying.
Because it's closest, I roll to. Was it Billion?
Billion.
Not no
Billion?
Like William, but Bill.
Yeah, Billion.
Like said William, but stupid.
I roll to Billion.
Check his vitals.
Check his vitals.
You find that they are unconscious and dying. Die in 1 round without intervention.
Oh, shit! You've got a first aid kit you haven't used and a stim.
Yeah, but he's also synthetic.
It works on.
I think it should work.
Well, that's what I mean. It's a synthetic.
Are you just being racist?
Yeah, I am being. I'm being blatantly racist. It's a synthetic. I never really drew the line where Jackie stood on that philosophy, so I'm kind of torn right now. I'm gonna flip a dice. Would a stimpak stabilize? And
yes.
Could I roll? Alright, I'll do that. Like, slam a stim into Billion. And then crawl towards.
He's in the next room with the cart.
In the hallway.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're the first person I found.
Yeah.
All right. So the stem. We're gonna say. We're gonna skip the reduction of stress. I'm gonna say it grants you 1d10 of health.
Take it. 7. So my wounds stay,
yes.
But I now I'm only at 9 out of 18 health.
You do not gain advantage. And you need to roll a stem.
Ooh, check. That's my second stem. No, the first stem was on Jimmy.
Correct.
So this is my first stem. 9.
All right. You do not suffer stem sickness.
Nice.
You are groggy and very badly hurt and burned.
Yeah, ow.
You're probably going to have some permanent scars.
Yeah, ow. Well, I can just get new skin.
Jackie crawls towards the hallway, the corridor, where
Saz
was.
Explosives.
You see a few hind legs of a Karsnin, and Jackie's, Saz's, upper chest and arms, lifeless eyes staring at you with a cigarette clamped in her teeth.
Nice.
As she's dragged into the room across the hall, and, the key card kind of, drops out there on the doorway. As the body is dragged into the hall.
The doorway?
The elevator.
Out of the hall. The body is dragged out of the hall, and the key card is in the doorway.
Jackie understands her limits.
I can do it.
And reaches to grab the key card.
Come on. It just
slips it.
We can also grabs
it.
We can run for the elevator.
And pulls it back.
Into the lab, yeah.
And it's just like I can't do this. Billyman, get me out.
Did you just call me Billyman?
I don't know what the fuck your name is.
Billyman?
William?
Alive, but Jesus.
Billman?
Billman. Yeah, it's Billman.
I don't think I was that far off. Get me the fuck out of here. I think I've got enough research. And that'd, get a grant. I don't know how real
you
life.
You take the key card and the personal computer, make a run for the elevator. I'm gonna distract the car, okay?
And I'm I unsling the flamethrower and
thank you.
And
thank
give you.
You
the fucking the thing. It's this is the most human thing you can do.
Oh, get away from me with that fucking elevator! Fuck you. Alright, so...
And then I run away.
So he's going to run,
run away
the
with a key card.
I'm gonna stim myself with the stim that I have.
Okay.
Which is...
So, one reduction stress of 1.
Okay.
D10 of health back.
5.
You have advantage for all rolls for D10 minutes.
Nice. And do I need to do a stim roll?
And do a stim roll.
This is my second stem.
Mm-hmm.
0. 10.
10. All right, no stem sickness.
Oh, good. I thought 10 was really bad for a minute.
That is actually true.
Well, these dice are very fluid. When you're doing a percentile dice, it's zeros. But when you're rolling a single d10, it's 1 to 10.
So is that bad?
That's a 10.
That's
good.
A 10. So
oh, it's good.
The best you can roll on a d10.
Love it. Okay, cool. I'm going to go chase after the cart that dragged Saz. Shit. Saz, or I haven't said your name in a while.
As you guys share your last moment together, a bird was flipped, and then a fucking motion was made on the bird for those viewers at home.
He said that was the most human thing I can do.
Jackie, you sprint down the hall towards the lift, and Billiam, you shoulder the flamethrower and combat walk into the room that you saw Saz drug into.
I'm going to start singing really loudly to draw attention to.
Katie's crying, it's her favorite song.
Don't worry. Play harder.
In the room, Billiam, you see it is a mechanical room, and you know, the second you enter it, you feel the roaring mechanical tumblers, and you see the blood trail lead to the stairwell, which, you know, the stairs, you knew those were there. Jackie, you make it to the lift. Do you go up?
Yeah.
All right.
I have a plan.
You close the gate. Beep. The lift comes up.
Nice, 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 nice. Get out of here, Jackie.
No, I have a plan. No one's leaving.
What? You're leaving? For the love of fuck, you're leaving.
I mean, I'm leaving this hole, but I'm not leaving. Nobody's leaving.
No.
As you reach the hangar, you can see that it is empty. Everybody is left.
Those sons of bitches.
The APC is still there, and it's, nice. You know, humming. Wait, its own.
Hugo!
Hugo.
As you get out of the lift, a sound.
Reactor shut off.
As the lights go off, and it's pitch black in the hangar. Roll a fear check.
No, no!
At disadvantage.
Okay.
You're panicking still.
Oh, I got a 51.
Is that panic?
And I'll roll 95, so oh. I guess I'll take the 95.
That's an automatic is, failure, yeah. Baby!
Jesus. Which is way above my fear.
What, how many D10, how many minutes did you have that disadvantage on?
It's still
on. I had disadvantage?
Yeah. That's why I made you roll a disadvantage. You panicked. You're overwhelmed.
Yeah, I'm so fucking over it.
I think it was five.
It was 5 minutes.
It was a while. It was like five,
yeah,
or six.
So it still
minutes.
Counts. So yes, that's one stress.
What stress can a poor gal get?
She's close to the limit, buddy.
What happens when you hit the limit? Just die.
There is a Darkest Dungeon style heart attack death from panic, right?
From panic, yes.
I'm at 17 stress right now.
But stress is just an automatic right, yeah. Fail on a panic.
But stress builds up.
Wait, so everyone's less has left the like little sanctuary above? The little cavern?
Seems like.
What?
But
yeah,
Lugo's
the hangar,
except for Hugo? Except for Hugo and his...
Lugo.
Lugo?
Well, so, if you
dead?
Will... Let me continue after the fear check. All right, so you failed the fear check. You gain a stress.
Fuck me.
All right, you're in pitch black in the hangar, right? The noise, the lights went down.
And
it's
the
quiet,
lights went down as
freeze.
I got up to the top.
Well, like, you know, you
thank
got
God.
Out of the elevator and were like, oh, thank God the APC's still here. And then, like, boom, blackness. Right? So that's what the fear check was for. Like, 3 seconds later, the lights of the APC come on, and they're like, you hear over the loudspeakers, Jackie, is that you?
Yeah.
Where are the others?
No.
For the listeners, he's
it's
doing,
dark. I
they
can't
didn't
see
make
you.
It.
Doing a headshot.
They didn't make it. Like...
Sus, bud.
And she tries to say, I completely, because she's, it's not the first death now that she's seen. They didn't make it.
This is the last one.
And I made it out.
Alright, well, Valdez and Bookman left, and they haven't come back, so I think they're all dead. You should probably get in here really fucking quick, because I definitely saw one of those kark fuckers running around in here loose.
I think Jackie, like, runs towards the...
Someone's gotta make it out. You gotta be the final girl, baby.
You gotta be the girl.
The guy's fucking the disease. Like the...
You run towards the lights of the APC, and you hear a thunk behind you, and a.
Hope you all get in that car.
I sprint as
roll me
fast
speed.
As I can. My speed is Also not great.
I'm going to say your panic disadvantage has gone away. It's been more than 5 minutes from when you started panicking up the lift.
So this is a straight roll?
What's your speed?
Yeah, it's just, so speed it's just a 23. It's easy.
No problem, baby.
It's not. That's a...
Oh! 17!
Oh, let's girl!
Go. I sprint to the... Oh, there's definitely a fucking cark in there.
Yeah. The door opens and, like, what was his name? Solomon?
Lugo.
No. He's driving.
Yeah.
Oh, the other folks. Edom? Edom of these nuts?
Yeah, but the other one of her group. Yeah, Sobal.
Sobal.
Opens the door. He's like, come on! As you dive into the APC, the door slams and a...
You smash the personal computer on
the ground. Rocks the APC. As Lugo punches it in reverse, smashes through the hangar door into the dark, stormy night. As you, like, get up from being jostled, Dr. Edom's like, all right, did you get it? You get the computer? You get the data?
I don't know what I have right now.
Well, get... And she, like, rummages you and takes it. And it's like, oh, thank... And, like, clutches it to her chest. It's like, oh. And that's all she says on the trip back.
Fucking science bitches.
Towards Greta base.
Trying to decide if Jackie would have done like a stand up and like punch her, or like just
Jackie's really come into her own on this mission, huh?
Like sit back and let it happen, or I think she would maybe have done like a
a disdainful look.
Yeah, she wouldn't fight.
Yeah.
Back in the lab stairwell.
Another.
Oh, your boy.
William, you're following the trail.
Mm-hmm.
So it leads into the stairwell.
Nice.
And leads down.
Nice.
As you go down a couple floors, the lights go. Your little torch on the flamer. Is the only light you have. As it flickers, illuminating just the two stairs in front of you as you continue down. And you can hear a running water, like... As you, like, put a little burst down the stairwell, you can see that the water level is rising. And, of course, the blood trail keeps going down. As you follow it, you get to the landing where, like, the water starts just below the little stairwell landing, and you're like, I guess I'm going in.
Won't that put out the flamer?
Yeah, but you can light it back up. Mm-hmm. It's got a fuel tank.
Fuel tank.
So as you take a step towards the stairs covered in water, with the flamer torch still, like, you see the form of a Karsnid rise silently out of the water.
I don't get to blast it.
Yeah, you can blast it. Your turn.
Blast it, baby.
Blast it.
I'm gonna blast it.
Blast that fucker.
That's all I got, really.
Get him.
I can jury rig.
I don't think you got a bug on.
I'm gonna blast it. Oh, it's a 92.
You put out a little burst of flame that licks harmlessly at its carapace as it's
wet,
eats you.
It eat me. But I bet it tastes very good.
Can't fight fire with
tried to find you, bud.
I was dead.
Yeah, you were giga dead. What was his death? Was he dead?
Dead.
Yeah, no.
Was there any flavor to that? I don't believe so.
I rolled a crit fail on the action.
Yeah.
I don't know if that changes
it. It didn't. I mean, what it did was just stop you from doing anything cool.
Mm.
You have died. Roll up a new character.
Okay. I actually felt like I got to be pretty cool there. And I fully expected to die anyway.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I crit failed 3 grenades and explosive at our feet.
Do you stop at Greta base to pick up Jimmy?
Your mom would want you to.
Jack.
From the fucking grave.
I think Jackie would want to stop and grab our boy, but she also, I think, would religiously be using the bioscanner on everybody.
Okay.
Almost like to the point where it's like, you know, clinically insane. It's just like, yeah. Oh, are you?
That's
are
your
you
kick a, now.
Yeah, and I was like,
you're fucked up.
Yeah, she's got it. She's still got it. So yeah,
she'd pick up just a bunch of little lacerations all over.
That's it. That's it.
Hmm.
It's the radio, baby.
All right, so you pick up Jimmy There's from Greta Base and get back to the landing site.
Jimmy goes, "Oh, where you been?
How's your collarbone? Still broken?
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
It's been like 3 hours.
It's been like days."
So you get back to the dropship.
Gretchen's there, untouched. So what's up?
I mean, she might be untouched, but let's see what the bioscanner says.
Who had Gretchen? Roll me a sanity check.
Gotta look her up.
Anders is like, "Hey, the storm's getting pretty fucking bad. Are we ready to go? Mission accomplished?"
You mean Jack?
No, Anders.
The doctor probably says...
It's just like... Oh, if he's just like looking back through it, like a big ball of mud just like comes like... By the way, like throwing through.
Gretchen's got a 55 sanity. Kind of gross. Nope, rolled an 83.
Gretchen has little paper cuts.
Oh, fuck.
Big ball of just like wet mud. Comes through like from the back into the cockpit.
Gretchen was actually kind of Anders.
All right, I take that as a yes. Let's go. Click, 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 click. And the thrusters fire on.
Still set, like scan, like taking the scanner back. Scan everybody. Scan everybody.
Scanning the rocks.
Scan the rocks. Rocks can't be trusted. Rocks used to be.
Rocks used to make sense.
They were too old. They were too old to be mistrusted. No. Yeah, Jackie's a little fucked up from this.
Yeah, reasonably.
Mainly just not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Shockingly.
But sometimes that's worse. Sometimes living through it and living afterwards is way harder than just dying down in a hole.
Shockingly, Jackie survived.
Not quite. Uh-oh. So, you make it back to the Metamorphosis. Mission, partial success. You did some objectives.
I'd say we
second,
had
second two-thirds. Lieutenant Kaplan was dead.
Yeah, but we rendezvoused.
Can't say we can't rendezvous.
You recovered, or you evac'd Dr. Edom and recovered some data.
Comms were... unexplainable. Really.
Dr. Edom and Sobol go into the cryosleep just fine. However, Jackie, Gretchen, Anders, and the co-pilot Renfield.
Jimmy too.
And Jimmy. Thank you. At some point during their cryosleep, a carcinid erupts and wreaks havoc on the Metamorphosis. And the Metamorphosis lays adrift in space, dark, cold, waiting for the unsuspecting scavenger to stumble upon the mess that is the Metamorphosis.
Is there any other way for that module to end?
If you get infected, pretty much no.
That's cool.
Wow.
There is...
So getting infected really just
there's currently no cure for infection, although Hinton's logic core, if retrieved and studied, could provide one.
There was also one of... My character had a vaccine with her.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
So, now that it's over... I can kind of shed some light on the mystery. Okay. Somewhere in one of these books, I think it's the Warden Manual, it talks about, like, how to create a horror thing. And so, like, questions are never answered, or some questions should never be answered, mm-hmm. and the monsters never go away. They only go into slumber. It's like the loop.
Like, you never kill a monster.
Yeah. Well, you can kill, like, a monster, but the evil, there'll be another one somehow.
Yeah.
I feel like I did that very well in the time vein. Mm-hmm. Way back.
Yeah, that was a good one. We've talked about
the tombs.
What a successful application of horror that was.
The tomb cycle. So there's a transgression, omens, manifestation, banishment, slumber. So the horror never goes away, it just relents for now. Once you are infected, it's pretty much game over, man.
And once you have cuts, no matter what, that counts as infected?
Yeah, so if you fail your sanity check
any
for the shriek...
Any single failed sanity check.
For the shriek, so...
against the shriek.
It was being broadcast on all channels, but also Karks could shriek, you know, in person.
And what was with the radio sounding more pleasant when you were infected?
You're assimilating into the hive mind.
So we had the right idea about that.
Yeah.
And you should have stopped turning it on.
I mean, it didn't make anything worse.
I know, it doesn't change
anything. Unfortunately,
bad science.
I rolled really high when you all got infected the first time, or the only time when you all got infected. It's, you know, infected characters must make a sanity save every two D10 hours. I rolled an 11. So we only made it to hour 6. So after that, you make a sanity save. If you fail that, you move on to the next stage.
Of infection.
Which never happened to
induction.
Us.
So victim suffers a catatonic state for 2d10 minutes. It's filled with dreamlike visions of the hive, working underground in ant-like tunnels. The host becomes deeply empathetic towards Karks and all arthropods.
I was kind of hoping for that.
Yeah.
And maybe we're talking here.
And at that point, a Kark larva can be detected inside using a bioscanner.
I was hoping for me to get it, because I thought that would have been really fun to be the one who's like, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pretend to be one of you, but secretly I'm a bug now. That I was excited about the potential for that.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was written into it, and also that just like by following the dice rolls, we didn't actually get to it.
Yeah. And I guess I could have had you each roll individual ones, but then it would have just been a little bit harder to keep track of, and also ruin the mystery, because like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been a great moment to be like, all right, now make a sanity check. Wait, why? And then it's like,
right.
I can't tell you that.
Kind of one
Do
of those
it.
Moments where... Like, if you had, as the warden, if you had a little cheat sheet of everyone's stats, you could make those checks behind the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, if you're doing it behind the screen, do you even need to roll for it? Or can you just decide?
Yeah.
That's a different, like, philosophical role-playing question.
But I feel like we really put this through the paces. We had death, wounds... Sanity checks, panic checks.
What would have happened in the reactor or the radio tower if we had gone there?
I mean, same kind of thing. So, like, one, this is kind of written as, like, you could do each of the scenarios as a session.
Right.
So, like, scenario one is, like, the distress call, you landed the planet, you check out Greta Base. Right? End of session. And then scenario two is getting to the terraforming facility. And then, so like, you would have a little more time to do, you could do all the missions if you so wished. You know, it's got some things in here. So like, after the first mission, the reactor shuts down. If you had gone to the reactor to like purge it, you would have found, if you made it down there, you would have found it had been sabotaged by Hinton. So it was it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
The reactor is always going
to
shut down.
Hinton's aim was to do the evil alien thing and get it spread?
Behind the full screen, Hinton has gone totally cuckoo and wants to assimilate as a carcinid elder. Or, wait, what do they call them? Royals, maybe? So, like, they made the... They altered the signal. They, like, released the shriek onto all the open frequencies. They infected the first people. A carcinid noble. That's what they're called. Those guys are really bad. You do not want to have one of those anywhere.
We only dealt with regular carcinids, right?
Yeah, workers.
What? Workers. Jesus, we got our asses kicked, huh?
Yeah.
I never got hurt.
That is...
You hurt yourself.
No, I got hurt pretty bad.
Ran into a tree.
You
did run into a tree.
I was one away in health.
Oh, that's
my funny. Stress was at 15.
How did you get hurt?
I was 16 out of 20 stress. Like, it was going bad.
Yeah. When did you get hurt? You got hurt in the garage?
No, I never got hurt.
Oh, it was just the stress.
Yeah. I forgot when I got hurt, but... Well, I got hurt from the
grenade. The grenade that's bounced back into the...
The first one I tried to kick, and then Dan was like, "Do you want to kick it or do you want to hide?" And I was like, "Oh, I hide."
Oh, I learned my lesson. Hey, you got out alive.
Did I?
No,
I don't think so.
You were infected.
You got to the spaceship.
Yeah. I 100%,
the metamorphosis is floating dark through space with a couple carcinids on it.
I thought what was going to happen, it happened.
It's alien.
Yeah. So
and I was not okay with it.
So the
I did my best to.
I'm gonna answer some questions right now that it's over. So the like infection vector is the sound wave.
Fuck! It was a fucking wave.
So it changes your like DNA and makes you grow. It's a cancer thing, right? Carcinoid. Carcinogenic.
But you get it from a noise.
And Hinton is all about using it and controlling it and ascending to the master. Mm-hmm. He's off hiding at the mothership. So there's a carcinid ship in the mountains above the terraforming facility. Mm. And that's where the nobles are. And he's like, trying to mind meld with one.
Hinton is?
Yeah.
Damn. Following the events of all of this.
Yeah, so like, if
this
was... Because
during the campaign, he was down in the reactor.
He had sabotaged, killed a person, and then
We would have never gotten his data chip.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you did the whole thing, which, is, one, extremely hard, because...
Oh, that's go to the mothership?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because the final confrontation is... Hinton is trying to mind meld with a noble and like has woken them up, kind of like on the verge. So like, if you don't do it correctly, the fucking nobles wake up and then it's pretty much game over. Because like, they have a combat role of or combat stat of 85.
What's that mean?
They
can barely fail combat.
It's an 85% chance of hitting.
And what was their health, by the way? We were hitting with like 35s and 20s.
Their armor is 30.
You
have to do 30 in one attack
in order to break their armor,
unless you use hydrofluoric acid.
And then once you break the armor, what's their health?
20.
Jesus.
Wound maximum of 2.
So there's a possibility that like a grenade.
Yeah.
Breaks.
So like
them.
The first one you met in the garage, the five grenades broke the armor.
Right. So yeah, there's a potentiality with one of these monsters that in the first attack, if you use something like a grenade or something, you can break their armor and kill them in one or two rounds. But if you don't do that,
you can never
it's gonna
shoot
survive
it.
And
yeah.
continue to kill you.
And if you don't break through the armor and like if I'm shooting it and I do 10 damage, it's nothing.
Nothing.
Yep.
Wow.
So the flamer, I did as the initial attack. Didn't do anything, but it got lit on fire. So it was taking fire damage, which it doesn't say it anywhere, but ignores the armor. It's cooking it, its shell is on fire, its insides are cooking. So it was very close to dying, and then, you know, the big satchel bomb went off.
God, I really was hoping at the other Kark with that. That would have been great, because that would have definitely killed the other Kark. And then we would have been fucking scot-free.
Yeah, but it's kind of more dramatic this way. For a final girl to make it out, back to the spaceship,
true.
And then... Oh, they died in anyway. It.
Yeah.
Should we wrap the episode?
Yes, let's wrap. Boom!
This is just even a beatboxing. Head on over to 2hgm.com, folks, if you stuck with us all the way, and if you like what you hear. That was some, I don't know, just cool live-action role-playing.
That was spooky.
I don't know. I had a great time. On 2HGM, you'll see links to Afterlife, our original pen and paper
setting and mechanics.
Available on DriveThruRPG. You get the physical book and the PDF for free if you buy the physical book. Give the PDF to all your players and keep the physical book for you as a game master. That's how we like it. That's cool. We gave it to you that way so that you could do that. There's also some other stuff on our website. Some just random RPG stuff that we haven't looked at in a while. Probably
it's
could
free.
Stand to be revised, but it is free. So, you know, go ahead and check that out. And as always, thank you to the Burning Saviors for the use of the song Pond Hill's Finest as the intro and outro to our show. Thank you especially to Enzo and Sharif joining us as guests and players.
It's always a joy.
For this adventure module.
Super good one.
It is always a joy.
And we'll see y'all next time.
See you next time.
Bye.